by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Gathering and collecting our own seeds in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of people probably get their seed packets at stores or order them online, but we can probably save a step and maybe save an expense, right?
We certainly can. There's lots of seeds from our own garden, from our friends and neighbors' gardens who are willing to share, and even from the wild where we can collect some cool, beautiful flowering plants and even a few vegetables from our own gardens and other people's gardens.
What do we look for in our own garden?
So in our own garden, some of the easiest ones to save as seeds are things in the cabbage family. Things like kale or radishes are quite easy because they've got nice, they flower fairly quickly and they mature in good timing and the seeds can be handled. Parsnips are something I often will overwinter and then so that they will grow up the next spring. And spinach is another one that's pretty easy, grows fast, bolts early. They're ripening now as we speak. So those can all be collected once the seed pods, the stems, finish blooming, turn brown, and then some of those seed pods will start to open up. So the timing is critical. If you wait too long, they will seed themselves out across your garden. And kind of like in my garden, I have kale growing everywhere where it has gone to flower over many years.
Now, you mentioned vegetables there. What about other things in our garden like flowers, like primroses and such?
Yeah, the primroses, some of them which bloomed way back in April, I've already harvested and planted, and there's little plants coming up, which I'm hoping will be big enough to put into the ground later this summer as they get to be a half inch to an inch across. The stems usually grow taller and taller and taller as the seed pods themselves ripen, and that's part of nature's way to get them up taller, up in the breeze or where animals might knock against them, to shake the seeds out to spread them around away from, kind of a little farther away from the mother plant. And the wind will also help in that way. Then there's some weird stuff like lupins and geraniums, which as the seeds reach maturity and dry out, we hope they dry out, that they will literally pop or explode, spreading seeds out farther away from the plant. So again, the timing, you got to pick these things, perhaps while they're still a little bit green, put them in boxes in a dry place, like in a garage or something like that, so you can collect the seeds rather than letting spread on their own.
When you're talking about lupins, you're also talking about Alaska wildflowers too, right?
Yes, exactly. So there's lots of interesting stuff we can bring into our own gardens, or even if we've got some banks that we want to revegetate. So lupins are one. Again, locate a nice spot, and there's some beautiful places around Juneau where they have been planted. Wild iris, the wild shooting stars, the wild columbines. And even for the first time, I finally got some chocolate lilies even. That's a more challenging one to grow. But again, those are seeds we can collect easily. We're not digging up any plants, so collecting seeds is an easy thing to do with a take a paper bag or something like that along with you to clip off the stems and all, bring them home to finish the drying process so that we can shake the seeds out and clean the seeds either for immediate planting or for storing over the winter in a cool, dry place for planting early next spring to give them a early start.
Okay, and that was my next question. Which ones do you decide whether you could dry over the winter or you should plant now?
That's more a matter of when do you want to plant them? They certainly, Mother Nature, of course, will plant them. They are planted when they fall, and they will then get the cool temperatures that they need over the winter to help to break their dormancy when we want them to sprout. So if we plant them now, they're in great shape and Mother Nature's in charge, or sometimes then the critters will come along and eat the seeds. So you may want to cover them in the big trays or wherever you're growing them out in an open area. Where if we collect, dry, and save, then we may be sharing these with other people too through seed exchanges and such. But we can also then start them indoors under lights from being dry to putting them on moist potting soil, maybe even chill them in the spring or late winter, and then bring them inside where it's warm, and up they come in hopefully just a few weeks.
And that'd be a good idea for like starting vegetables, for example.
Exactly, yes. And again, same thing for the, like I mentioned, the kale and spinach and parsnips. You know, those are usually ready to sprout. They don't need that extra chilling time. But again, I've planted kale and I've planted the spinach and the parsnips in the fall, and then they get the right signals from Mother Nature to sprout at the right time in the springtime, very often earlier than those we might be deliberately planting in the spring, and when we're really busy anyway.
Okay, Ed Bajerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt. Brain to the muse from the land.
And it doesn't matter if you're a novice COVID-19 victory gardener or a veteran green thumb. If you have a success story that you'd like to share from this season, tell us about it at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajerski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.